This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The head of the World Health Organization Tuesday expressed concern that people are taking the Omicron variant lightly because preliminary studies have shown it causes less severe disease. During a COVID-19 briefing at the agency's headquarters Tuesday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said by now the world has to have learned that we underestimate this virus at our own peril. He said even if the variant does cause less severe disease, the sheer number of cases it causes could once again overwhelm unprepared health systems. Tedros said the variant has now been reported in 77 countries and in reality is probably in most countries, even if it has not yet been detected. He said the Omicron is spreading at a rate not seen by any with any previous variant. The WHO chief said nations can effectively fight the spread of Omicron, but not by the use of vaccines alone. He said vaccines must be used along with masking, social distancing, good hygiene, and proper ventilation. Meanwhile, earlier Tuesday, a new study was released from South Africa indicating Pfizer's two-dose COVID-19 vaccine provides a high degree of protection against hospitalization from the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The real-world study conducted by the South African Medical Research Council and Discovery Health concluded that while the vaccine offered only a 33% rate of protection against overall infection, it provides 70% protection against hospitalization. The preliminary study also indicates while there is a higher risk of reinfection during this current surge of cases, the risk of hospitalization among adults was 29% lower than during the initial wave. Pfizer developed the vaccine in collaboration with the German-based BioNTech company. South Africa is experiencing a dramatic surge in new daily COVID-19 cases driven by Omicron, first detected in the country last month. This is VOA News. A top Russian diplomat has warned Moscow will respond militarily and deploy tactical nuclear weapons if NATO does not guarantee an end to its eastward expansion. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybkov made the remarks to the state-run RIA Novosti news agency, raising the stakes even higher in the confrontation between Russia and Western powers. Just days after U.S. President Joe Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin held a two-hour video conference aimed at defusing a burgeoning crisis over Russia's military buildup near Ukraine's borders, where the Kremlin is estimated to have amassed about 100,000 troops. The threat comes amid rising fears Putin is considering an invasion of Ukraine, in a rehash of Russia's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and its seizure of a large part of the Donbass region in eastern Ukraine bordering Russia. The Kremlin said Tuesday during a video call with French President Emmanuel Macron, Putin said Moscow wanted immediate talks with Western countries to prevent NATO's expansion further further east. The Kremlin state importance of immediately launching international negotiations to develop legally fixed guarantees preventing any further NATO expansion to the east and the deployment of weapons in neighboring states, primarily in Ukraine, that Putin says threaten Russia. Putin made a similar demand in a call with British Prime Minister Boris Yeltsin Monday. The Kremlin also announced Tuesday Putin will hold a remote video meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping to discuss, among other issues, tension in Europe and aggressive U.S. and NATO rhetoric. U.S. President Joe Biden will visit the U.S. state of Kentucky Wednesday, where efforts to restore power and attend to the needs of thousands of people whose homes were destroyed by tornadoes continued Tuesday, while authorities struggle to assess the damage there. A series of powerful tornadoes Friday night and early Saturday ripped through Kentucky and several other states, causing a wide swath of destruction from weather conditions more commonly found in the springtime. The storms killed at least 88 people, with around 74 deaths reported in Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said Monday he expects the death toll to rise as enormous amounts of debris continue to hinder recovery efforts that include sheltering those whose homes were destroyed, delivering essential supplies, and replacing thousands of utility poles. While Kentucky was hit the hardest, several tornadoes also left destruction in the states of Arkansas, Illinois, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. Strong storms of this nature are unusual for December in the Northern Hemisphere. Meteorologists say record warm air and water temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico fueled those storms. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote Tuesday on whether to refer charges of contempt of Congress to the Justice Department against former President Donald Trump's White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for his refusal to testify about his role in trying to overturn Trump's loss